So the event is being advertised as a fundraiser. So where is the money going to? And is it related to the work of Viola Tapada?
It's in relation with the kids in Latin America. The Sydney Latin American Film Festival is running its own program. So we support different programs in Latin America. The funds are going to kids with the necessity to fund their studies.
That's lovely. That's really good. So from all the Latin American authors, poets and musicians to choose from, what made you guys decide to do a tribute for Violeta Parra?
Violeta Parra is an iconic character from Latin America. He is a remarkable ambassador of Latin American culture all around the world. She spent part of her life going into the countryside in Chile, collecting songs from the people and promoting those in countries like France and Europe.
Oh, wow, amazing. So it seems that Violeta had quite like a strong impact on Chilean folklore, yeah?
That's correct. And not just in Chile. Actually, she is considered a pioneer of the movement called New Song.
New Song. Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, this movement is in relation with the song to the freedom and the life in general, different topics. It could be related with some political ideals. So it's her music influences other musicians in countries like Mexico and Cuba and Argentina.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, it is indeed.
That sounds amazing. So what kind of impact do you think this event will have for the community here in Sydney in terms of culture and folklore?
Yeah, well, since we have a growing Latin American culture here in Sydney, we wanted to bring a character with this power. And we were celebrating her 100 years. Last year, actually, it's over 1 year in this one. So.
Oh, my God. That's great. So do you think this event could have a possibility to, you know, extend if there's success with these tributes? Like, of other, like do you think there'd be the chance of, like, tributes to other artists and such?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, this Cine Lounge event is taking part once a year, and this time it is happening 20 days before the festival starts. So it's a kind of introduction and a celebration at the same time.
Yeah, awesome. And actually, could you tell us a little bit more about the Cine Lounge fundraiser? Like, when's it happening? Where's it at? And how people can get involved?
It is happening Friday next week. It's going to be in the Addison Road Picture House, which is in the 142 Addison Road in Marrickville. And we are hosting a screening of two short films. One is in relation of like a documentary around Violeta Parra memories from people close to her. And the other one is an amazing animation in stop motion, a very touching film. About it's a biographic film about Violeta Parra.
Yeah, of course. That sounds really exciting. Now, on the topic of the Sydney Latin American Film Festival itself, could you tell me a little bit about some things that might be happening then? And actually, when it's on? Because I think everybody would love to know when it's on and when they can go and where. Yeah.
Yeah. The festival is happening in different venues. We just launched the full program. You can find that in the different social media. But that is happening it's going to be next month. It's starting 6th of September. So right now we are focusing in promoting this previous event, the Cine Lounge fundraiser. So we would love to have another opportunity, maybe being here to talk with more detail about the festival.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Marco, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.